Right now it's 7:35 a.m. and we should be chatting with Zeke. Good morning, Zeke.
How are you doing?
Good, you?
That very well. Did you have a nice weekend?
Yes, I had an excellent weekend.
What did you do this weekend?
I relaxed.
You relaxed?
And I did household chores.
Okay, and that's in... Okay. You're supposed to ask me the same question.
Yes, and well, I was about to. Okay. Did you check out any events or festivals?
I volunteered for Heritage Montreal to do what they call architect tours.
Tell me more, or tell us more.
Yeah, there it's the sort of thing where... Yeah, pretty much every weekend from now until the beginning of October, they do these walkabout tours of various neighborhoods in Montreal. And yesterday we did Maisonneuve, which is really cool because you know Hochelaga, Maisonneuve, and stuff like that. And so you gather around a group, and at which point then you wander, meander, and sort of look, gaze, gape, and wonder at stuff. And it's the sort of thing where, given that it's Heritage Montreal, they have done their research into things. And so, yeah. That's what I did, and there it's, yes, let me spit this out properly. It's the sort of thing where this is what I want to talk about, because there are a bunch more that are happening, and it's very rare that I actually ever talk about something that costs money, but this one costs money, but I figure it's like, it's Heritage Montreal, so they're a bunch of nice guys, and so at which point it's okay to give them money and so on and so forth. It's not really like they're going to be ripping you off or anything like that. Anyhow, it's the sort of thing where yesterday I did Maisonneuve, quote-unquote, its cathedral and its boulevards. And then they also are doing this year Griffintown, Rosemount Mile, and the St. Gabriel Locks, the Latin Quarter, Milton Park, the Centre Sud, the Square, and the Square Mile. It's the sort of thing where they all like end up taking about two and a half hours, so you're getting your money's worth. They're mostly led by architects, architecture students, and other people who know the neighborhood like the back of their hand.
I'm very happy to hear about this.
Mm-hmm. Never
because heard. It's something that it's about time starts happening.
Well, they've been doing it for like 20 years and stuff like that.
But they haven't made it public.
Or? Yeah, they do. They have a fancy like fancy pamphlet stuff, which is why I sound like I know everything.
I thought these tours were only offered within the students or people studying in it. I didn't know they were offered to the public.
No, they're open to the public. It's sort of thing where it costs you $14 if you're an adult like me, although you can get a pass. You take four for the price of three at $42, and so on and so forth, and you have more.
No, I was just wondering about the neighborhoods. So okay. You tried out the.
I did the Maisonneuve one, which is we started at the corner of Ontario and Pinot, and then wandered over to the the market there, the Marché Maisonneuve, and then we wandered down into Adam and Morgan and so on, and there's a whole fancy bathhouse there that I had never known was there, and it was the sort of thing where Maisonneuve was initially a city on its own, and they had all these visions of being like a fancy big city, and so they had boulevards built and everything like that, and then suddenly they went bankrupt after the First World War, and so all their visions of grand were dashed and thoroughly destroyed, and they got incorporated into Montreal way before anybody else thought of amalgamation and having referendums on that sort of stuff. But the sort of thing where, because they had these visions of grandeur, they have some very, very cool and interesting looking buildings there, such as the bathhouse, such as Marché Maisonneuve, which I know about, but there, that fountain there. Have you ever seen the fountain there?
Yes.
It's wicked cool. It's the sort of thing where Alfred La Liberté was definitely taking some drugs or something like that to get the kids cavorting around with the calf and stuff like that. It's the sort of thing where you say, what exactly was he thinking? And and then we ended up checking out a bunch of churches because that is the sort of thing where there are, it's initially saying that it's its cathedrals and its boulevards, but there's a whole bunch of other stuff as well. But yes, we ended up seeing a whole whack of churches, and because it was the sort of thing where they built lots of churches back in those days. And then we end up, back at the Olympic Stadium.
The architecture is already incredible in churches to begin with.
In certain ones, yes.
There's variations, and there's so many different influences.
Mm-hmm. In some of them, though, they're rather pedestrian. The one that is next to the, to the bathhouse, is in comparison to the bathhouse, is rather plain. It's a Presbyterian church, and I think it's the sort of thing where once you get into Protestantism, you aren't into as much grandeur and sort of splendor as you are if you're Catholic.
I guess if you really study the styles, it's true. There's different... motifs, I think they're called, or different patterns.
Concepts, ideas.
That they were deciding to do with the wood or with whatever mm-hmm. it may be that they were working with and what they had access to. And yeah, so fascinating. Uh-huh. Zeke, tell us more.
Well, there it's the sort of thing where...
About, especially in the churches or the other neighborhoods. I don't know if you had a chance to check out the other neighborhoods.
No,
I mean, how do they work, these tours? Do they give you just one neighborhood, that's it?
Yeah, each one, you do one neighborhood per day. They're offered on Saturdays and Sundays. And it's a sort of thing where, we did Rosemount... We did Maisonneuve this week. Next week, on the 14th, they're doing Rosemount Mile End on the Saturday. And they're doing the St. Gabriel Locks on the Sunday.
So they're never really like a bunch of different people doing the tours all in one weekend?
No, it's one tour per day, per week, and two tours per weekend, and then if you want to do the whole complete set, then you got to dedicate a bunch of weekends to it. But it is sort of an interesting way. It's the sort of thing where I was walking around, I was getting my exercise.
And also getting exercise for your brain, because you're learning more about the heritage of Montreal.
Taking notes all over the place.
Mm-hmm. That's great to do that, especially in Montreal, because the structure of our buildings are changing constantly. The neighborhoods are constantly changing without anybody trying to think as though there's supposed to be some sort of history associated to some of the monuments or buildings that we have.
There's a whole bunch of history and stuff like that.
And some people choose to ignore them. Like some of the top architects choose to not really think it matters, because they look at it at face value and what it is now, and they don't think about the context of what it once was.
Or they just want to put their name on it, which one says it's mine.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of ownership issues in Montreal. Uh-huh.
Possessiveness.
Possessiveness.
Mm-hmm. And so, there it's the sort of thing where if anybody is interested, there's more information. Obviously, at Heritage Montreal's website, which is heritagemontreal.org. And there's also a special website for it, for the tours themselves, called memorablemontreal.com. And it's the sort of thing where I wonder how long they spent thinking about that so as to get it so that it was both Memorable Montreal and Memorable Montréal, which works both in English and French without having to switch any letters or anything like that.
So how did you find out about this?
I have no idea.
It just came to you randomly one day, because I would think it's
osmosis.
It's not advertised that much. Like, I mean, I've heard of some tours, some private neighborhood tours that have been occurring within the city within the past mm-hmm. few years, of at least five, if not more, years now, of a lot of different types of tour agencies or different types of private homegrown historical, cultural, social tours, but I had no idea there was even an architect.
Oh, no, every year they get an article in La Presse, which sort of at the beginning of the beginning of August, which then means that the first ones in August are incredibly crowded.
Okay.
And so it was a sort of thing like on Saturday, apparently they had 90 people, which is just a ridiculous amount of people to lead on a tour. However, there they end up splitting it up so it's actually three tours or four tours that are running all at the same time, sort of on different sides of the street, so that there never is like a surplus of people. And if you want to hear and listen to the tour guide, you always can. But it's... the sort of thing as the summer progresses, and especially depending on the weather. If it's the sort of thing where it looks like today and so on, or it looked like yesterday where it looked like it was going to rain, then you don't get as many people as if it is a bright, sunny, and gorgeous day. Because it's the sort of thing where when it's a bright and sunny and gorgeous day, then everybody wants to be out. But yeah, it's the sort of thing where... Yeah, in the same way that I know about tours at the museum, I know about tours that are offered to tourists, I know about tours that are offered to locals.
I was just curious, maybe a courier pigeon could come by your window and...
Did its business on my head? Thank you, but no.
No, it would just deliver you some, did you know about this? Did you cover this yet? So, I've learned something today. Thank you, Zeke. Mm-hmm. I hope you've learned something too, listeners. And check it out. Again, if you can mention that website again.
Yeah, it's Heritage Montreal's website, which is heritagemontreal.org. And then also there is memorablemontreal.com.
Mm-hmm. I think I might check that out too.
And thanks, if you go, let me know, because I can go on the tour with you.
Well, you know what? I think we should do this.
Okay, it's a plan.
Thanks, Zeke.